It was a queue in Norwich of just over 60 years ago which heralded the arrival of rock and roll and resulted in cats and teddy boys dancing and running about all over the place until the police sent them on their way. Times were about to change for boys and girls across the country as this new music, which some considered sinful, arrived from the United States of America. Towards the end of 1956 and during 1957, the controversial Rock Around the Clock film featured Bill Haley and the Comets and triggered riots in and outside cinemas across the country. And it was the same, well, more of a run rather than a riot, in Norwich, when the film featured loud music, which many grown-ups hated, arrived. Around 200 people were queuing up to get into the Regal. With continuous performances, some youths weren't too keen on leaving the premises when the film came to an end, and there were others outside waiting to get in. Some customers, cats as they like to be called, were only interested in the music, not the plot, and they were jiving in the aisles while the staff did their best to get them back into their seats and back in the street. Reports at the time said that when they did leave the Regal, 100-strong crowd chanting rock, rock, rock had to be moved on by police sergeant and two constables. As the teenagers went cheering and jiving their way up St. Benedict's, cars and buses had to pull up, the youths banging on the sides of the vehicles as they went by. A patrol car was summoned, and some of the bad cats were chased down Westwick Street. And that's not all. On the following nights, large groups of excited teenagers were again chanting rock, 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 and trying to dance outside the cinema. But the police were waiting for them this time and were standing by when a bunch of rowdy lads calling themselves Teddy Boys arrived from King's Lynn and even Ipswich. And that the cats cooled down. There was no trouble at other cinemas in Norwich and across Norfolk when it was screened 60 years ago. But then came the news that thousands of boys and girls were waiting to hear Bill Haley was coming tonight in person to play the Carlton on All Saints Green. And he did just that in March 1957.